Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Arabia. I just want to talk a little bit about travel. I'm wrapping up spring break here in the Middle East with my kids. We had an amazing trip to Egypt. And you know what's so great is a lot of the PCR restrictions have been lifted. And so to come back into Arabia, we no longer needed the PCR. And it seems like in a lot of countries, even to head to those countries, the PCR has been lifted. And there's a lot of other requirements that were needed to come into Arabia. One of them being something called a Maqim registration, amongst other things. A lot of these things are no longer being checked here at the airline counter and the check-in counter. It seems that a lot of these added stressors to travel have calmed down finally after 2 years of pure hell. I think the last thing anybody really wants is added stress when they're traveling. And it seems like for the past 2 years that it's exactly what has been happening, is added stress to an already stressful situation. I know a lot of people may think, boo-hoo, poor you, you have to travel and I'm so sad that you're stressed. But there is a legitimate amount of stress that comes with travel. Travel starts way before the trip ever happens, especially in the mind of the wife or the mom or the woman in that scenario, because you have to think for everybody else and pack for everybody else and remember what everyone else is going to forget. And it's a lot. It's a lot to settle the household before leaving, making sure that there's no perishable things in the fridge, trying to wrap up the laundry in the house. You're not coming home to an unsettled and chaotic home. And upon return, there's even more laundry from a trip. So there's just a lot of things to think about when you travel. The other thing I wanted to mention about travel is how for people that travel internationally, this has been a long time coming. For instance, there's a lot of single people that come here to the Middle East to work, particularly teachers. And pre-COVID, every single break, you know, that there was, whether it was a long weekend or a spring break, the traditional school breaks like Christmas break and Thanksgiving and whatnot, you would see the postings of all the teachers that they would team up and pair up as single teachers together and get together, plan a trip. And for 2 years, there's been none of that happening. So many people have opted out of travel. And granted, I'd say our earth got a really great reset and a good rest, because there's been some healing in the ozone, healing in our oceans, and healing in just the overuse of the resources of our earth. And it had a good rest. And I am appreciative for that. However, it's been so nice to see people travel. There was, for instance, a group of our school's teachers here, a group of them got together and they had an amazing trip to Italy, and they looked like they were having a really good time. It's been nice to see families finally step back out and take that chance. And like I said before, my family and I chose to go to Egypt. This was a trip that had been canceled two times, 2 years in a row, and third time's a charm. 369 Tesla's answer to the universe lies within those numbers, according to him, and just how that fits into the pyramid and the mystery of how those amazing structures were built. Feeling the energy of Egypt, the people, the intensity from the ground. And then we did everything you could that was there in Cairo. We did the camel rides at the pyramids. We stayed in Giza and we had a beautiful balcony overlooking the pyramids with the Sphinx in sight and the sunset right there every night behind the pyramids. And we were there for 3 nights and I just got to really, really connect to some really amazing, what almost felt like this is going to sound crazy, perhaps some past life storylines. And it was just awesome. We took a little hop over to Sharm El Sheikh, which is in a little section of Egypt. It's like a peninsula called Sinai. If you look on the map, it's really interesting. And there in Sharm El Sheikh, it is nothing but resorts. Any of the Egyptians that are in Sharm El Sheikh are not native to Sharm El Sheikh. Any Egyptian that is there to work. And so it's an interesting land on its own as well, in terms of its spiritual connection back to what people may think perhaps is the actual original Mount Sinai. There's a lot of arguments into where, if that is the true Mount Sinai, or if the true Mount Sinai is in Saudi Arabia. Of course, Saudi Arabia wants to claim that's where it is. However, I have a very strong feeling that it could very possibly be in Sharm El Sheikh as well. And I didn't get a chance to climb that. I think my husband and I will in fact return to Sharm El Sheikh and do, we didn't get a chance to head down to Luxor or Aswan. And you can also reach Jordan from there. And we did get a chance to do some snorkeling, and it was the most beautiful underwater snorkeling I've ever seen. And this is coming from a person that's grown up in South Florida, you know, growing up, going to the beaches, snorkeling over reefs in the Bahamas. I've been to Bali, I've been to Thailand. Nothing was as amazing as looking into the Red Sea and seeing the colors and the health of the reefs. The only thing I could say I've had in terms of closeness to how healthy the reefs and the fish were was Hawaii. However, I still didn't see as much variety in Hawaii as there was in the Red Sea. So, amazing time. The other thing about travel is I would like to say the the airplane etiquette is definitely interesting to observe when you're on this side of the earth in the Middle East. There's a lot of unruly kids on the airplane often. And there's also just, oh my goodness, I can't describe it. There's just a lack of boundary for space, I could maybe say. So it's just quite interesting. And it's when you are empathic and you absorb energy around you, those types of situations are starting to get more and more on my radar in terms of how I need to keep my energy protected and keep my sanity going. So anyways, that's just my little touch update on what's been going on over here. I did not get a chance to see my oldest daughter. She decided to stay stateside. We flew her to California from Hawaii, where she's in boarding school, and she had a fabulous time with five other boarders there in San Diego with a trusted boarders family and oversight. And she had a great time, even though I really, really regret the fact she didn't get to see the pyramids here in Egypt. But you know, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do and let those choices be made. And one day all of our kids will be adults and they hopefully can get around off of the payroll of the parents and get to see the world for their own views and their own choices and on their own timeline. So much more of that to come. We have an exciting trip planned for Greece coming up in June, and it's just been amazing. Like I said, I don't want to repeat myself, but to see everyone finally get back on those airplanes and venture out into countries that haven't been able to get to, and allow the and having those countries not make it difficult to get in and or return to the country that you're residing in has been just amazing. I don't want to say things are completely resolved. I still think that there's a lot of repercussion that needs to happen. For instance, in Sri Lanka, there's been a lot of upcoming plans for people here in our community to go to that wonderful country, little island country of Sri Lanka. However, the inflation of gas has been really, really detrimental to Sri Lanka. There are lines for people to get gas. The petrol is so expensive, and it seems like it's in short supply, and so they are having to run generators at the resorts and hotels. And then there have been recent news of protesting and riots. So a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of the expats that were planning to go in the coming months are canceling their plans, which is going to further hurt the economy. They were hit so hard with COVID, and now it's going to be even worse. So lots of prayers for the rest of the world continuing to heal and work through just a lot of global issues that just seems for some places to be getting better, and for some place it's like two steps forward, three steps back. So just keep that in mind, and everybody stay safe as you try to make your plans and do what's best for you and your family. And I can't wait to talk to you guys soon and air the next podcast with my next guest, who is a little Scottish lassie that I can't wait to speak to and hear from, and get a little bit of that Scottish spirit. You can. Okay, talk to y'all soon. Peace out.